The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would you rather not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink'? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful that his servant did what he was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded to do, we say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Texas was going through a severe drought, just like us here at Southern California. And the mayor and the city council tried everything to procure more water, but that was it. They couldn't do any more, and the crops, the harvest that year was at stake. And as you know, if there's no harvest, many of those families will not be able to provide for themselves if they couldn't sell the crops because there is no crops. So out of desperation, the mayor and the council, the city council members decided, well, let's go to our religious leader. Maybe they could have a prayer service and we can pray to God for a miracle. So they talked to the pastors in the town and everybody agreed that the next Sunday at noon, the whole town will gather together to offer prayers to God to send them some rain. And they told their people, bring with you some objects that shows your faith, that witness to your faith. So at the appointed time, the whole town gathered in the square, and one pastor after the other went up to the podium. They read scriptures, they prayed, offered prayers. And one of the pastors at the end of the prayer, he said, okay, now lift up your items of faith, your signs of faith to God, let him see them, see our faith and bless us with rain. So everybody lifted up. Some of them had Bibles, some of them had rosaries, some had crucifixes. And as the pastor was looking around, he saw a boy that lifted up an umbrella. And he was wondering, what's with the umbrella thing? And he happened to know that boy was from his congregation. So after the service, he went to the boy and said, Joey, I asked people to raise a sign of faith. You raise an umbrella. Why is that a sign of faith? He said, Pastor, we're here to pray for rain, so I came prepared. That's the faith that Jesus is calling us to. Not a faith like, I believe in God, I have faith. Well, guess what? The devil knows there is God, but he's not a person of faith. Or faith, some fuzzy, warm feeling in my heart, while I have faith, I can feel God. Faith that Jesus wants us to have is a way of action, is to live as truly people of faith. If you're praying for rain, carry the umbrella. And Habakkuk in the first reading tells us, how can we grow in our faith? Because the disciples asked Jesus, increase our faith. How can we increase our faith? Well, in times of trouble, Habakkuk tells us that the Lord told them that what we have to do is to be patient and persevere. All of us go through crises in our lives. Maybe we look at the world and said, where is God? Where's all this violence, all these things happening? Why doesn't God do anything or do something? Well, it's up to us to do the work that we want God to do. And that work in those times where we're not in control is to be patient and to persevere that God will come through. God is a faithful God. He always keeps his promises. Maybe not the way we want them, at our own timing, But during those crises, many times how way we react is we get mad at God and angry at God and think God doesn't care about us, doesn't love us, doesn't listen to our prayers, and we turn away from God. Rather, the witness to our faith is to persevere and be patient and wait till God acts in our lives. And God always does. Think of situations in your own life when you were going through crisis and turned to God and waited on God to act. But what happens in good times? In good times, we don't need God, so we forget all about God, and we wait till we have a crisis in our lives. How do we exercise our faith? How do we grow in faith in the good times? Well, St. Paul tells us, stir into flame the gift you have received. What is the gift we have received? It's the gift of faith. We receive it at our baptism. God fills us with the Holy Spirit, His love, and we become God's children. And we begin to learn that our God is a loving God. He's a parent who loves us and cares about us, who always will be with us. But you know, as we grow up, just like a fire, if you don't keep feeding it with wood, it starts to die down and becomes just, you know, embers. And that's why St. Paul says, stoke that fire, move it around. Let it burst into flames again. And the way we do it, St. Paul tells us, don't live lives of cowardice. Be bold. Be courageous. Trust in God. Act as though you're someone who trusts in God, because we experience God's fidelity in our lives. Act in power. Show your love and self-control, because a lot of times we focus on ourselves that we can't look at anyone else. To act out of love, we have to be assured that we are in God's loving hands. He will take care of us. See, a lot of times we don't act because of fear. We're afraid, you know, I don't have time to share my gifts and talents in building God's kingdom and helping in our church. I don't have enough money to give. I don't have this. I don't have that. I need this. When we act in courage, just like when Peter told Jesus, let me walk on the water in the storm. And Peter was able to walk on the water. And when he fell, Jesus reached out to him and pulled him up. God will never abandon us if we step out in faith, if we exercise our faith. So when Jesus tells the disciple in response to their question, increase our faith, that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains or you can uproot a mulberry tree, he's not telling them that you don't have enough faith. Actually, he's encouraging them and giving them hope. You have all the faith you need. You don't need a lot of faith as so for you to act on it. But you have to act on it. You have to practice it. Just like if you're an athlete, if you don't practice, if you don't go to football practices or basketball practices or track, whatever it is, you're going to lose your ability to be a good athlete. If you're a musician, the same thing. You got to practice. You got to play your instrument. You got to go practice singing. To get better, you have to do what you're good at, what you're hoping for. And the same thing with faith. Unless we practice living in faith, just like that little boy who brought his umbrella, then we're not going to grow in faith. It's not about we have to wait till we have a lot of faith. We have enough faith as it is now, but we have to live it and act on it. And that's why today we're giving you an opportunity to raise your umbrellas as you act in faith and make a commitment to support Holy Family financially for this coming year. I want to thank all of you who's been very generous in supporting Holy Family in the past, whether financially or through the gifts of your time, talents. Without you, Holy Family cannot be this wonderful community. But we need your help, especially those maybe who have not the opportunity to do this before for whatever reason. We need your help today. The responsibility, as Monsignor said, is getting, you know, bigger, and we need everyone to participate, everyone to carry the burden of building God's kingdom, of making disciples, helping our children, as you saw, to grow to know Jesus. So they live in a world where they're always bombarded with negative images, and they can be people of hope, beacons of light, bringing everyone to see the love and power of Christ in our midst. If you've already been contributing to Holy Family, you should receive this commitment card by mail. If you already filled it out and mailed it back, thank you for your support. But if you have not yet, even if you filled it but left it at home, please take one from the pews and fill it out now. It's pretty simple. People say, well, Father, I give, why do I have to fill a card? Well, the reason we fill a card is because we're witnessing to our faith, to ourselves, to our family members. Yes, I want to give a gift back to God from the blessing that God has given me. And I'm taking the time to think about it, to pray about it. I talk to Jesus about it. And I'm going to stretch myself this little year a little bit and fill out a card. Because to me, that's important. I put God first. It's not like at the end of the month, if I have any money left, then I'll give it to God. That's not how God blesses us. He blesses us from the beginning. He gave us his life before we were even born, trusting, having faith that we will respond to his love. So really, this is not much for the parish. It's for you. A check for you to see, am I growing in my faith? Am I reaching out more and more? I am going more and more in the deep because I trust Jesus. Whatever commitment I make, I know God will take care of me and fulfill all my needs. Besides, this is not, you know, a promissory note that if you don't fulfill your pledge, we're going to come after you. It's up to you. It's like I said, it's between you and God. But it shows your faith that I know God will bless me if I put God first. Some people might say, well, Father, why do you need money? I mean, look, we have a beautiful church. The air conditioning works well. We have lights, sound system. We have musicians. Let me ask you one thing. Think of a number of how much our power bill was for August. What do you think our power bill in August was? Think a number in your head. Well, our power bill was over $25,000. That's one bill, one utility. That's why we need everyone's help. Many of you have been shouldering this burden by their own, but we need the help of everyone else. We all know about the inflation. We are all struggling with it. But inflation hits the church too. So if you're able, we're asking you to consider adding 10% to your offertory to Holy Family this year, if you can. If you haven't been participating, sharing your treasure with us, please consider giving 1 hour, a minimum wage, worth of 1 hour's work, $15 a week, and see what happens. If you can't meet that commitment, stop giving. If you want your money back because you need it for serious reasons, come to me, we'll give you your money back. Because I know God will be faithful to his promises and bless you. We cannot outdo God in generosity. Whatever we give God, like every time we remember that lesson as we bring the bread and wine, simple elements, God takes them, blesses them, and gives us back the body and blood of his Son. That's how generous God is. Let's respond with faith. Let's do our part, and together we can keep Holy Family the wonderful parish and community that is. Together we can make sure that 50 years from today, our children will have grown up and they're still coming to Mass and celebrating and praising God for his many blessings. Somebody provided us with such a beautiful parish. Let us make sure that we pass it on to the next generation. So please take some time. And make sure, even if you're not making a commitment today, fill out your contact information. Because, you know, people move these days. We change email addresses. We change cell numbers to make sure that we can contact you and keep you abreast of what's happening in our community. Thank you for your generous sharing of time, talent, and treasure. And I have faith that together we will continue to move forward as a community, praising God and being a light in the world. God bless you.